Today is December 30th. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Greetings from Glendale, Arizona. Wow. What a wonderful time last night. Daily Audio Bible family gathering, Arizona style. I love the family gatherings and all of the different little complexions that they take on in different regions of the country and Arizona. Thank you for the hospitality. Gosh, I love you guys. I mean, I love everywhere we go. What a wonderful time and a wonderful time at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship. Of course, that time hasn't ended. We're speaking at both morning services here this morning, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. So I look forward to seeing more of you. But we can talk about that later. Can you believe this is the 30th of December? Like, we have one more day. And we have completed an entire revolution through the Bible again. So, like, there's this part of me that's incredibly excited about the new year. And there's this part of me that it's, that I just can't believe we've finished another year. And it's like, we've got to put that one to bed. We've got to close that book and let it go into history. But we're not there yet. So I'm not going to think about that right now. We're reading from the Common English Bible this week, and today we begin the final new book of Scripture, the final book of the Old Testament that we will read today and tomorrow, the book of Malachi. It's the final of the 12 minor prophets and the last book of the Old Testament. It'll be 400 years before God sends another prophet, John the Baptist. As with all of the other prophets, God's central message is clear. Return to me. Coupled with the promise of restoration. In Malachi's case, he's also speaking to the priests who have simply begun to not take the law seriously. For example, the Mosaic law required sacrifices that were pure and spotless. Priests have begun using blemished and blind animals. Throughout the culture, men had begun treating the wives of their youth disrespectfully and still expected God to accept their sacrifices. And on it goes. Same story, different writer, different book. Of course, the parallels are striking. And it doesn't take a degree in theology to apply the circumstances to the culture today. God isn't pleased when we disobey him. And that isn't because he's a self-absorbed tyrant. It's because he knows what is best for us. And he is best for us in all circumstances. And so we conclude the Old Testament with an oracle of the Lord spoken through his servant Malachi. Turn back to God. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, 17. A pronouncement. The Lord's word to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord. I loved Jacob, but I rejected Esau. I turned Esau's mountains into desolation, his inheritance into a wilderness for jackals. Edom may say, we are beaten down, but we will rebuild the ruins. But the Lord of heavenly forces proclaims, they may build, but I will tear them down. They will call themselves a wicked territory, the people against whom the Lord rages forever. Your eyes will see it, and you will say, may the Lord be great beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors a father, and a servant honors his master. But if I'm a father, where is my honor? Or if I'm a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of heavenly forces to you priests who despise my name. So you say, how have we despised your name? By approaching my altar with polluted food. But you say, how have we polluted it? When you say, the table of the Lord can be despised. If you bring a blind animal to sacrifice, isn't that evil? If you bring a lame or sick one, isn't that evil? Would you bring it to your governor? Would he be pleased with it or accept you? Says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. So now, ask God to be gracious to us. After what you have done, will he accept you? Says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. Who among you will shut the doors of the temple so that you don't burn something on my altar in vain? I take no delight in you, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. I won't accept a grain offering from your hand. Nevertheless, from sunrise to sunset, my name will be great among the nations. Incense and a pure grain offering will be offered everywhere in my name. Because my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. But you make my name impure when you say, the table of the Lord is polluted. Its fruit, its food is despised. But you say, how tedious. And you groan about it, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. You permit what is stolen, lame, or sick to be brought for a sacrifice. And you bring the grain offering. Should I accept such from your hands? Says the Lord. I will curse the cheater who has a healthy male in his flock, but who promises and sacrifices to the Lord that which is corrupt. I am truly a great king, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces, and my name is feared among the nations. But now, this command is for you, priests. If you don't listen or don't intend to glorify my name, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces, then I will send a curse among you. I will curse your blessings, and I mean really curse them, because none of you intend to do it. I am about to denounce your offspring. I will scatter feces on your faces, the feces of your festivals. Then I will lift you up to me, and you will know that I have sent this command to you, so that my covenant with Levi can continue to exist, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. My covenant with him involved life and peace, which I gave him, and also fear, so that he honored me. He was in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth. Injustice wasn't found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and did the right thing. He made many turn from iniquity. The lips of the priest should guard knowledge. Everyone should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger from the Lord of Heavenly Forces. But you have turned from the path. You have caused many to stumble by your instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. Moreover, I have made you despised and humiliated in the view of all the people, since none of you keep my ways or show respect for instruction. Isn't there one Father for all of us? One God who created us? Why does everyone cheat each other to make the covenant of our ancestors impure? Judah cheated. A detestable thing was done in Israel and Jerusalem. Judah made the Lord's holy place impure, which God loved, and married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord eliminate anyone who does so from the tents of Jacob. Anyone awakening, testifying, and making an offering to the Lord of Heavenly Forces. You should do this as well. Cover the altar of the Lord with tears, weeping, and groaning, because there is still no divine favor for your offering or favorable regard for anything from your hand. But you say, why? Because the Lord testifies about you and the wife of your youth against whom you cheated. She is your partner, the wife of your covenant. Didn't he make her the one and the remnant of his spirit? What is the one? The one seeking godly offspring. You should guard your own spirit. Don't cheat on the wife of your youth, because he hates divorce, says the Lord God of Israel. And he also hates the one covering his garment with violence, says the Lord of Heavenly Forces. Guard your own life and don't cheat. You have made the Lord tired with your words. You say, how have we made him tired? When you say, anyone doing evil is good in the Lord's eyes, or he delights in those doing evil, or where is the God of justice? Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I'm making all things new." He also said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will freely give water from the life-giving spring. Those who emerge victorious will inherit these things. I will be their God, and they will be my sons and daughters. But for the cowardly, the faithless, the vile, the murderers, those who commit sexual immorality, those who use drugs and cast spells, the idolaters, and all liars, their share will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death." Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, spoke with me. "Come," he said, "I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." He took me in a spirit-inspired trance to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The city had God's glory. Its brilliance was like a priceless jewel, like jasper, that was as clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates. By the gates were 12 angels, and on the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel's sons. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. The city wall had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the Lamb's 12 apostles. The angel who spoke to me had a gold measuring rod with which to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. Now the city was laid out as a square. Its length was the same as its width. He measured the city with the rod, and it was 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height were equal. He also measured the thickness of its wall. It was 216 feet thick, as a person, or rather an angel, measures things. The wall was built of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. The city's wall foundations were decorated with every kind of jewel. The first foundation was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was chalcedony, and the fourth was emerald. The fifth was sardonyx, the sixth was carnelian, the seventh was chrysolite, and the eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz, the tenth was chrysoprase, the 11th was jacinth, the 12th was amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was made from a single pearl. And the city's main street was pure gold, as transparent as glass. I didn't see a temple in the city, because its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. the city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because God's glory is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is vile and deceitful, but only those who are registered in the Lamb's scroll of life. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing God's praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel celebrate its maker. Let Zion's children rejoice in their king. Let them praise God's name with a dance. Let them sing God's praise with the drum and lyre, because the Lord is pleased with his people. God will beautify the poor with saving help. Let the faithful celebrate with glory. Let them shout for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands, to get revenge against the nations and punishment on the peoples, binding their rulers in chains and their officials in iron shackles, achieving the justice written against them. That will be an honor for all God's faithful people. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, 10 through 24. A competent wife, how does one find her? Her value is far above pearls. Her husband entrusts his heart to her, and with her he will have all he needs. She brings him good and not trouble all the days of her life. She seeks out wool and flax. She works joyfully with her hands. She is like a fleet of merchant ships, bringing food from a distance. She gets up while it is still night, providing food for her household, even some for her female servants. She surveys a field and acquires it. From her own resources, she plants a vineyard. She works energetically. Her arms are powerful. She realizes that her trading is successful. She doesn't put out her lamp at night. She puts her hands to the spindle. Her palms grasp the whorl. She reaches out to the needy. She stretches out her hands to the poor. She doesn't fear for her household when it snows, because they are all dressed in warm clothes. She makes bedspreads for herself. Fine linen and purple are her clothing. Her husband is known in the city gates when he sits with the elders of the land. She makes garments and sells them. She supplies sashes to traders. God, we're at the close of another year. This, the seventh year of the Daily Audio Bible. And Father, your word grows richer and truer. Its tapestry thicker and more beautiful and more colorful. The way that it seeps into our lives and speaks to the core of who we are. The way the stories ring true, because the human heart remains the same no matter what cultural trappings we place on top of it. And our longing for you is always present, and your longing for us is always evident. And your word does so much to bridge the gap, to inform us, to help us understand things that are beyond us. And we are so grateful. And so we invite you, even though there's just one day left in this year, to speak to us, to call out who we really are, And yes, most of us will turn the page into the new year and take the journey, the never-ending journey of this dynamic and beautiful communication that you have given us over time. And we offer a heart of gratitude for all that you've done inside this year of shift. And we look forward with unbelievable expectation to the ways that you will create what you've shifted to be the new normal, the rhythm of our lives. So come, Jesus, we pray. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And we've come to the close of another year. One more day. Can hardly believe it. The website, of course, is the place to go to dive into community. So if you're brand new, you're just kind of checking into the last couple days of the year and thinking about what the next year might look like, dailyaudiobible.com is a place to kind of get oriented for the adventure of a lifetime. Kind of outfit yourself and get ready to go. It's going to be absolutely breathtaking. Some of the things that God does inside of a year are unbelievable. So I'm out here in Arizona. We'll speak at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship, both services today. And then we'll be kind of heading back, although we're going to take a few days. And so you are on for the ride into the new year. Yeah, I've actually never begun a new year on the road, but hey, brand new adventures and daily audio Bible reading. We're going to go up into the mountains, not really up in the mountains, but back through the Rockies and into Colorado Springs, visit with Brett and see the new coffee shop that he's building and the new roaster for our coffee. And he will be we'll be having really, once this is open, unbelievable turnaround time and freshness to our coffee, because we'll be able to roast and ship in the same day in most cases. And they'll be opening their coffee shop, which will be one of our flagship places to meet there in the Colorado Springs I-25 corridor. So really, really looking forward to that, and planning, once it's all going, to have a Daily Bible family gathering there, and that'll be fun. So we're going to meet there. And of course, got to see Sarah Jane's baby, Abigail. I've got to meet this little lady. And so we're going to do that and wind our way back to Kansas City and home over the course of the next few days. So thank you for your prayers. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible in the year 2012, there's still, of course, time for that. The Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so we will definitely issue you a tax-deductible receipt for the year 2012, provided that we are within the window of, 11/59/59 on the 31st. You can do that at the Daily Audio Bible website. There's a link on the homepage, or if you prefer the mail, and it's postmarked before the 31st, or on the 31st. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that's it for today. One more day, guys. One more day, and we've done it again. I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Father, I'm reaching out to you in prayer once again, because you're Almighty God, and you're also the healer of all men. There are so many people among us who are hurting and in pain and have a lot of problems, Father, you are. And the tears fall like rain. You said you keep in a skin bag every single one of all our tears, that every hair on our head are numbered, and you shape every day of all our years. You said you wrote down every one of our parts in your book before even one of them were even formed. And on top of all that, you hold out to us the gift of God. Once our hearts become conformed So we reach out in faith, and we come to a place where we believe we're truly saved. But then we have all these problems that don't go away. Even when we reach out to your Father day after day, like Roger, needs a kidney, JD, with his liver, and so many other serious problems, Father, from which only you can deliver. Yes. Only you can deliver. Father, we need you to strengthen our endurance so that we can make it to the end. When our faith gets a little weak, please revive us again. And help us see that when we come under such strong attack, that it's really just the wicked trying hard to turn us back. Help us, Father, please, to commit to you. Help us to surrender all.
Hi, DAB family. It's Tony, the truck driver from Pennsylvania. It's December 15th. I just want us to pray as a family for all the victims of the school shooting in Connecticut. 20 children be killed and 6 adults. This is such a tragedy. I just want us all as a family to lift a prayer for all the parents that lost children, brothers and sisters, people that were at the teachers and principal, and everyone that was involved. You know, it's just a terrible thing. God only knows what they're going through to lose a child in such a violent manner. The parent, my heart goes out to them. So I just want us all to lift them up in prayer and pray for healing for them and God will work in their life. They would draw nearer to the Lord in this hard time, Lord, and to know that He's the only confident people that they can achieve at this bad time. Thank you, DAB family. Love you all. Praying for you all. Bye-bye.
Good morning, family. This is Biola from Maryland. Hope you're looking forward to Christmas like we are here in Maryland. I am calling to pray for some people. I heard some requests aired on December 13th, and Wynne Blakely from Vancouver, BC, you touched my heart. Your ministry, Coming Up Ministry, Father Lord, I thank you for sending workers to your vineyard. Lord, you know Africa is close to my heart. I am a first-generation African myself. Father Lord, I pray for words of wisdom, oh God, for everyone that will be going, oh God. I pray for deliverance, oh God, Lord, even for the people that will be ministering to. Thank you for this open door. I pray for finances. I pray for provision in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, Lord, that hearts will be open. Follow. Grounds of heart will be broken, oh God, Lord, even to hear your word, the seeds that have been planted or that will be planted by Wynne and his ministry members, oh God, Father, will grow, will germinate, oh God, will give 100% return. People will be delivered from the homosexual lifestyle, oh God, Lord, and they will come to know the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wynne, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing in the kingdom of God. And Lord, I want to pray, oh God, for my sister from Maine. She did not mention her name. But Lord, I'm trusting you for a revival in Maine, oh God, Lord, that she is believing that as you did in the times of Daniel, oh God, revival will break out in Maine, oh God. You are not a respecter of persons. Lord, you are not limited by time, and we are trusting you for a revival in Maine, and indeed in all of America, oh God, Lord. Father, thank you for your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if your people, oh God, who are called by your name will humble themselves, oh God, Lord. Father, Lord of heaven, and will lift up their hearts to you in prayer, oh God, Lord, and you will and repent. You will heal their land, oh God. I pray that you will heal America.
Hi, DAB family. This is Cheryl from Arkansas, and today is December the 15th, and I call with a heavy heart and asking that all of the DAB family lift up those families who are affected by the atrocious acts of violence that happened in Connecticut yesterday. And to all those families who are hurting today, just to lift them up and pray for their comfort and pray for their peace. And then also for the family of the perpetrators, you know, just pray for all of them And let's just come together and just pray for those people. Thank you, God. Have a good day.